course, our Lord is referring to that division which he made clearly distinct, that is, the vision between the sons and daughters of light and the sons and daughters of darkness. And ultimately, what our Lord means is those who accept his mercy and the forgiveness of their sins and choose to dwell in the light of his grace, or those who refuse to acknowledge their sins and choose to dwell in the darkness of sin. And ultimately, each one shows themselves to be a follower either of God or of Satan himself. And so the Lord reiterates this teaching throughout the gospel message in order that we may come to know more deeply to love those mysteries of our salvation. For we know that in baptism God gives each and every one of us sufficient grace never to fall again. Indeed, anyone who has been baptized and has been so unfortunate as to fall into the state of mortal sin, strictly speaking, should be condemned for all eternity. But the mercy of God will not be restricted by human imaginations or human thinking. And so God has instituted the sacrament of penance for those who fall into mortal sin after that baptism in order to reiterate over and over the depth of the mercy and the access that we all always have to the forgiveness of our sins. And so the sacrament of penance is that sacrament established by our Lord to remit sin committed after baptism. Whether they be venial or mortal, all sins, faults, and failings are sufficient matter for this sacrament. And if we are truly Catholic, then we will have a devotion to this sacrament, for we understand that God's sacraments are the channels of his grace. And so it is not necessary just to have mortal sin on our soul, but any sin can be forgiven in the sacrament of penance, and grace is received, and the soul progresses more and more in its journey towards that final light by which it will see God for all eternity in heaven. And so let us especially be thankful and on guard during this time, for especially in our day and age, it is often easy to forget our own responsibility and our own examination of conscience. We know that through the mass media and through what is called the new phenomenon known as the social media, the Twitters and such things, often we can keep up with the sins of others, for often they post them on these forms of social media ourselves. And so sin can become a form of entertainment, and when it does, then we have the temptation to forget our own examination of conscience and our own need for God's mercy. And indeed, often we will focus on the public sins of our politician, not realizing that it is said up to 80% of Catholics believe either it's all right to contracept or that abortion is a matter of choice. And indeed, one may be Catholic and never have committed either one of these sins, but the very fact that they believe these sins are options, that is, they believe it is all right to contracept or it's all right for a woman to have an abortion, means they have committed themselves a mortal sin, even if they have not gone forth in the act itself. And so there is much that we ourselves need to examine our consciences on, and if we find ourselves especially in the state of mortal sin, we need to seek God's forgiveness, God's love, for in the sacrament of penance, the priest functions not as a personal entity, but he functions in persona Christi. It is one of those sacraments by which the priest truly does forgive sins in persona Christi. And so it is, as always, God working in the sacraments and not the human person. And often we see that this is the excuse many use not to have recourse to the sacrament of confirmation. We know through the church teaching that the priest is bound by what is called the seal of confession, that is, he cannot reveal anything he hears in that sacrament without himself committing a mortal sin. And so we have that confidence by which we truly can come to God and have our sins forgiven. And even if the priest were to violate that seal, then it is simply a humiliation that God would ask a soul to endure, and perhaps he would ask him to endure that for the sake of the priest himself. And so let us have complete confidence in this sacrament and have constant recourse to it. For we see very clearly in our day and age, whether it be through the mass media, the social media, or any other form of media, sin has become a form of entertainment. And once it becomes a form of entertainment, we begin not to take it seriously. And hence, we get caught up in the cycle and we do not seek forgiveness, but rather we seek to be entertained more and more by either by our own sins or the sins of others. And so let us truly see how the difference those children of light operate from the children of darkness. The children of darkness, not wishing to have their sins exposed, never, as it were, come to the light. That is, never come to seek God's forgiveness in the sacrament of confession. And so let us have constant recourse to this, for Scripture tells us that even the just man sins seven times a day. And so we see very clearly that we always have opportunity to present to the Lord those faults and failings, those venial sins, and God forbid, even those mortal sins that we may have committed after we have received the sacrament of baptism. And so let us have a constant regimen of examining our conscience, confessing our sins to Almighty God, knowing that if we do so in a spirit of humility, we truly are progressing in the spiritual life. And indeed, even if we do not feel or perceive any progression in ourselves, there is the ancient adage, non judica causa sua, no one is a judge in his own case. If we truly are presenting ourselves in a spirit of humility, we can be certain that we are progressing in the love of God, even if there is no perception on the sense of our feelings and our emotions. For ultimately, our faith is not rooted in these things. Our faith is rooted on knowing that we are doing the will of God, and it is clearly the will of God that we confess our sins. Indeed, our Lord showed very clearly in his public life, for often when he worked miracles, he would tell the one who was the recipient to go and sin no more. Or when he delivered the poor woman caught in the sin of prostitution, once she was forgiven, he told her to go and sin no more. And so it was his mercy that he constantly sought. When Peter said, "Silver and gold I have not, but what I have I give to you," he gave in those instances a miraculous curing. But what St. Peter truly meant was that what he truly had to give to the soul, to souls and to the world, was the forgiveness of sin. For as the vicar of Christ, he is primarily responsible for the administration of the sacramental life in the church. And so he gave that gift that was most precious, that gift by which we are certain in the sacrament of confession our sins are forgiven and we are progressing in the spiritual life, receiving the grace of God, growing in love for him each and every day of our lives, so that ultimately we may attain that love for which we are created, by which we love him for all eternity in heaven.
Christus.